So as Miles said there at the top of the segment, we are pleased to be joined by Mayor Michael Bloomberg of the city of New York, who is on his way to Chicago to unveil a program that a number of mayors are involved in around the country, something which certainly is invoked by this holiday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The spirit of volunteerism certainly pervaded the civil rights movement, people working selflessly to try to increase the rights for Americans. But in these tough economic times, what is the challenge to boost volunteerism in a city like New York? Here to talk about that is Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, John. Miles, thank you for having me. I can't think of a better time to boost volunteerism than when the economic times are tough. That's when people need help, and that's when those who want to help are focused on it. And so it's a natural time to pull together and to harness one of the great resources that we have, and that's the drive and creativity and dedication of the average American.
And I guess, you know, we're seeing that resource mobilized in the response to the earthquake in Haiti, and I think some have said that more needs to be done because of the level of the devastation. But how do you avoid the message that, you know, the last thing that people who are out of work need now is calls to go volunteer, that, you know, the actual work is what people really need, not necessarily short-term volunteerism? How do you supplant that message?
Well, more than one person out of work said to me that, you know, I'm out of work, I'm looking for a job, but I have the time to volunteer. I don't want to waste the time. I'd rather be working, obviously, but while I'm waiting to find a job, what better than to spend my time making this a better city, state, country, world?
Well, let's hold on to that for a second. So you're hearing from people who are unemployed, who have free time, who want to make the most of this transitional moment. What is the infrastructure that you and some other mayors around the country are putting in place to try to boost this?
Well, back last September, we started a coalition of cities with 17 mayors, and I'm going out to Chicago right after we finish this interview to be with 80 of them. And these 80 city mayors have gotten together and said, you know, the president asked us to have a new era of service. The president pointed out we face great challenges, but the people want to help, and what we've got to do is pull things together. Cities are very different than private organizations in that cities represent an enormous number of people. They have resources at their disposal. They have the bully pulpit. But what we've got to do is make sure that we can connect those who want to volunteer with those who run the organizations that provide the services and make sure that the volunteer's time is well spent. And so whether you want to go and knock on the doors of our senior citizens and say, get your flu shot, or whether you want to help paint the roofs of your buildings white that'll reflect energy and reduce the amount of energy consumption and our carbon footprint and our dependence on foreign oil, whether you want to teach people how to do CPR or mentor a child in school or plant trees. You know, there's thousands of things that you can do and lots of people who want to help. But the problem has always been they don't know where to go. And so what we've done here in New York is we've hired a person to run our woman, Diane Billings Burford, who's our chief service officer, as far as I know, the first one in the country. And then thanks to the Rockefeller Foundation, we're going to announce today 10 cities out of 50 that applied who will be getting a couple $100,000 grant so that they can go and hire their own. And this person's job is to pull together those who want to reach out and those that want to be reached out to, getting things together. And you can also do some things like common vetting and helping volunteer organizations buy in bulk to reduce their expenses. There are a whole bunch of things that, that we can do. I can't think of a better way, better day to kick it off than Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
Well, let's step back for a second and talk about that chief service officer. It's really a management model that's been one of your successes here as you're beginning your third term as New York mayor. The 311 number model, where you consolidate the helplines of a variety of government agencies under one roof and under one sort of symbolic address where you go to get help. Is that really the model here, to consolidate the a number of volunteer opportunities at one location so that people can quickly find out what they would want to do?
Well, if you, I think the question is, what is your objective? If you really want to help people, you have to make sure that with whatever resources that we have, whether they are human resources or monetary resources or the power of the legislators to enact laws, you have to make sure that they're focused on where you can really make a difference, not just where you really feel good or where it's fun to be or get good article in the paper. And so concentrating the expertise of the professionals who know what is needed with the enthusiasm of those who can actually make a difference really will, in the end, help society a lot more than if you just do helter-skelter. So sure, we're trying to instill a accountability and responsibility model, which is exactly what you do in your house or in your school or in your city.
All right. Well, avoiding the pure sort of PR advantage to volunteerism and focusing on what has the best impact. The mayor of New York, they're losing his voice on behalf of the Takeaway on his way out to Chicago to boost a brand new program on volunteerism with 80 other mayors. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
All the best. Thank you.